The following is an encore presentation from our Compassion Radio Library.
This is the day when we say out with the old and in with the new. And we make our resolutions to make the new year better than the old one. But I wonder, for all of our sincere resolve, for all of our good intentions, for all the resolutions we make, will the new year be any different? Will it actually be any better than this old one? Listen, if you really want a better new year, one of the things you'll have to learn how to do, and this may surprise you, you'll have to learn how to forget.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Did Norm just say something about learning how to forget? I'll have to rewind the tape and listen to that part again. Good day and welcome to this first edition of Compassion Radio for the brand new year. Norm did mention at the top of the broadcast that today is New Year's Day. We're delighted as we look to make a fresh start. Here's Norm to get us started.
I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you a happy new year along with my prayer that this will be the beginning of the most wonderful year of your life. Actually, apart from the grace of God, there really aren't many new beginnings for us to celebrate in life. Oh, I know, there are people all over the world who've made New Year's resolutions to take a new lease on life, to turn over a new leaf, to forgive and forget, to let bygones be bygones. The clichés about starting over again are endless. And quite honestly, the failures to fulfill those resolutions are also endless, and I think inevitable. My experience tells me that most people make their resolutions, they struggle valiantly for a few hours or a few days to keep them, and then they fall right back into their destructive old habits for another year until guilt prompts them to make the same resolutions all over again for the next new year. Their problem is not a lack of resolve or of sincerity. Their problem is a lack of power over the past. They are simply powerless to bury the past. Try as they may, they just can't get beyond the grip of guilt and regret and memories and their old patterns of thinking and behaving. So the new beginnings eventually fizzle out under the stifling influence of the past. Interestingly enough, there's something in the history of New Year's Day that illustrates this problem. Maybe you know that our observance of January 1 as New Year's Day has its roots in the mythology of ancient Rome. The name of our first month, January, is derived from the Roman god Janus, who was known and worshipped as the god of beginnings. To be more specific about it, Janus was regarded as the protector of doors, gateways, and entrances of all kinds. So it's not surprising that our calendar should call the first month of the new year January, or the month of Janus, the god of beginnings, the patron of entrances and new ventures. But you know, there's something strange about some of the representations of Janus on the coins and in the artwork of ancient Rome. It's quite common to see this god Janus depicted with two faces. One face on the front of the head, and the other face on the back of the head. In other words, Janus was portrayed as a two-faced deity who looked forward to the future and backward into the past simultaneously. Now, isn't that a puzzling way to represent the god of beginnings? Wouldn't you expect a god of beginnings to face only the future? Why this second face staring backwards toward the past? Well, I've read a variety of explanations for this two-faced phenomenon, but you know, I really believe that the best explanation has to do with how these pagan gods originated. The gods of ancient Greece and Rome originated in the imaginations of these ancient peoples. And as a result of this, these gods were idealized projections of the people who imagined them. The famous Oxford University scholar C.M. Borah writes that these gods were vastly stronger and active in many spheres beyond human scope, but ultimately they were of the same kind. So then, whenever we look at such gods as Mars or Apollo or Janus, we're seeing, at least in part, exalted representations of human nature. My point is this. Janus, the god of beginnings, was given two faces and was made to look backward as well as forward because it is in the nature of human beings to do the very same thing. And you know, you and I may have this great desire to walk boldly into a brand new future, and we may resolve and even prepare to do so. But invariably, as we face the future and as we launch our journey of new beginnings, we also tend to look backwards, and we give in to the drag of the past, and we end up sabotaging and aborting our own efforts to reach those marvelous new goals that we'd set for ourselves. That's why New Year's Day so often turns out to be such a dud, as far as the new beginnings are concerned. There's too much residue from the past in it. It's a day that belongs to Janus, the god of beginnings, who can't let go of yesterday. Listen, my friend, I believe that the Bible has a better idea where new beginnings are concerned. You see, the Bible goes beyond the resources of human nature and man-made gods and whatever incentives for change that we might find in New Year's Day with its resolutions. The Bible tells us that the Creator God and the Lord of history is going to deliver us from the past. Listen to the Lord's promise in Isaiah chapter 43. Thus says the Lord, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Oh, what powerful words those are. It's important to remind ourselves that those words were spoken to Israel at a time when the past was a tremendous burden to them. In their immediate past, there was the burden of humiliation that accompanied the nation's captivity in Babylon. Because of that experience, these people were down on themselves. They were conscious of their sins and failures. They were pessimistic about having any future other than to remain a race of prisoners by the waters of Babylon. And then, beyond that experience, in the even more distant past, there was the memory celebrated at every Passover of God's rescue of their ancestors from slavery in Egypt. But because of that memory, they were prone to glorify the past as a golden moment that could never be exceeded in the future. But when the Lord God said, "Remember not the former things," He was telling His people that for those who are loved by the living God, the past is as nothing. Neither its failures nor its successes are all that important. What matters supremely is that God is alive and that He's at work and that He's in the process of doing a new thing that would give them a fresh start and a greater tomorrow than anything they could ever achieve or imagine. God is alive. He's at work. Do you see the significance of this for your life? The God of the Bible does not wear two faces like the god Janus does. The God of the Bible meets you where you are, and He says, forget the past. I'm going to do a new thing, a unique thing, a better thing for you than has ever been done before. I'm going to make you a new creation in Jesus Christ, and I'm going to set you on the road to glory and fulfillment that's greater than all of your dreams. You know, that's better, much better, than the content of all our resolutions. And it's greater than our best hopes for this new year. In fact, it's even more wonderful than a new beginning. Why? Because it's the gift of a new life on the first day of a new year. My friend, accept God's gift of a new life. Isn't that what you want? A new life? New power for service? A new vision of what Christ can do through you? A new and lasting happiness? Oh, that's what I want. I read a terrific story not long ago that tells about a woman who came to her minister one day and said, "I don't know what to do. At first, I thought that to be happy, I had to be beautiful. So I read beauty magazines, and I spent an hour every day on my makeup, and I became beautiful, or so my friends told me. But I wasn't happy. So then I decided that to be happy, I had to be rich. So I went into business, and I made a great deal of money. But I worked so hard that my health began to fail. So I decided that happiness lay in good health. So I joined a health club. I gave up smoking. I began running 3 miles every day. And now I'm physically healthy. But you know, I'm still not happy. Well, the woman's minister had a good answer for her. He said, "Look, in the window behind you there is glass, and in the mirror there is glass. The back of the glass in the mirror is covered with a little bit of silver. You can't look through it. You can only see yourself in it. When you seek beauty and wealth and health only for yourself, they act like the silver on the glass of the mirror. They prevent you from seeing others and enable you to see only yourself. The happiness that you seek is not in the mirror, it's passing by your window." Listen, my friend, we do need to see things differently. We need a new angle of vision on our lives. Cosmetic changes won't make lasting happiness. And all of the resolutions in the world won't make our lives better. You see, we've got to get beyond ourselves. We need the window of God's Word to see things properly. We need the transforming love of God in our hearts to make us loving and generous and sensitive to those that He's entrusted to us. So remember, by His grace, the past is dead. There's no need anymore to be paralyzed by your past sins. There's no need to be petrified by past successes. All that counts is the gift of God's new and matchless work in your life through Jesus Christ. Do you trust in Christ? Are you ready for His gift? Believe me, He's ready to make it yours. My friend, Happy New Year. May you glorify the Lord by your life in this new year.
Come and rule, Lord Jesus. Rule in our heart.
My friend, let's make the new year really new by receiving the new life that Christ has for us. If you want that for your life, pray with me now. Dear Father, thank you for the gift of new beginnings. We praise you for preserving us, for sustaining us, and for endowing us with the gift of life that enables us to experience this new beginning. But Father, even more than that, we praise you for giving us new life through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. As we look forward toward this new year, may we not merely repeat the routines and successes and failures that have marked our past, but may we experience a fresh endowment of your Spirit's power and grow into the fullness of Christ in this new year. Thank you for our listeners. Meet their needs, we pray. And thank you most of all for loving us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Trusting in
with a special mercy for each child. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power.
Nearly 35 years of ministry has taught me a lot of valuable lessons about a lot of things, and certainly lessons about the ways of God, the needs of people, and the work of the church in the world. But to tell you the truth, my friend, I've learned more about all of these things since the mid-1990s, when we began to travel to and to interact with the most difficult places on this planet where Christians are suffering for their faith. And we've been able to experience the extraordinary courage and commitment of believers who know what it is to pay a great price for following Jesus Christ. And we see in them a spiritual depth that is almost impossible for us to experience here in the United States and in Canada. You know, our prosperity and our freedom was given to us by God so that we could share God's Word and God's good news with those who cannot know of Christ except through our faithfulness. We are honored to have you to be a part of our team.
History marches on. There is a bottom line drawn across the ages. Culture can make its plan. Oh, but the line never changes. No matter how the deception may fly, there is one thing that has always been true. It will be true forever.
Control. We will. Friends, when you give to Compassion Radio, you're not just giving to a radio ministry, you're giving to a kingdom cause. We go places that many people don't go. In fact, for the past 30 years, Norm and Cher have gone to almost 150 countries at last count, finding out where God's hand is at work and joining in the effort to reach people that have never heard of Him before. Kind of that last mile gospel. So you help us do those things in ways that many people just can't. We're intrepid, of course, but you go with us in every one of those adventures. And then we bring the stories back to you of how your investment in Compassion Radio made the difference for so many key people that are on the front lines of faith. We thank you for standing with us. We need you this month to do that very thing as we head out to discover some brand new stories of God's revival across Eastern Europe and what's happening in the Far East and in South Asia. There are great stories coming, and we can't go unless you send us.
And the bottom line is, these are stories that you just won't hear anywhere else, friends.
Friends, when you give to Compassion Radio, you give to something that's bigger than even I can imagine. Now, I'm stepping into this chair as your host after 74 years of incredible leadership by Wilbur and Norm Nelson. And I'm eager to get on with how their vision has already formed me, and to see how He's going to take me to new places in new ways. I don't even know what those things are yet, but I know I have a strong enough template, Jimmy, to step into. Even if I just followed in Norm's footsteps for the past 20 years, we'd have years and years worth of material to put on the air.
And so far, it's just been a piece of cake, right, Bram?
Well, since nothing that Norm ever did was easy, or the places he went to were ever easy places, no. But what it is meaningful and worthwhile. And those kind of adventures, I think, are important because they have eternal significance. As you give, we go.
I am so looking forward to these stories, getting them on the air, and it's going to be awesome. So let's make it happen.
Friends, here's how you can get a hold of us right now. By mail at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859.
And when you give us a call at 1-800-868-2478, you will speak to a wonderful voice on the other end who will love to hear from you. 800-868-2478.
Paula and Lena are with us throughout the day, and they treat prayer like a real weapon. So if you need something battle in the heavenlies, these ladies would love to cover you. So don't be afraid to ask for prayer cover for something that God's allowing you to go through right now, because this is a team sport, friends. As we engage together in fighting the spiritual battles overseas on the front lines of faith, there are front lines right here, too, and we can join in with you in whatever God's put you in. So call us today. And, of course, online at CompassionRadio.com, you can drop us a message any time of day. You can add a note to any one of your gifts to Compassion Radio, and there's also email links for any questions or prayer requests you might have. So take advantage of all that at CompassionRadio.com.
Anytime, friend, that you can take a minute out of your busy day to just pop on over to our webpage, CompassionRadio.com, or give us a call. It just means so much to us, friend. So please do.
Jimmy, that number to reach us would be 800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. The website is CompassionRadio.com. And, of course, that's up 24/7. And if you're fond of things like stamps and envelopes, we still take that kind of mail.
Really?
We really do. And that address is P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Compassion Radio, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859.
Well, thanks, Bram. I think that's going to be a wrap on this, the first official program for 2018. And friends, from our Compassion Radio family to yours, we wish you a very happy new year. And we'll be back in again tomorrow with more Compassion Radio.